The Textiles, Garment and Leather Employees Union says it is worried about the decline in the textile industry because of the pirating of designs owned by local manufacturing companies. This practice, the union says, is killing the industry, which used to employ over 25,000 workers. The Secretary General, Ibrahim Koomsen, told Radio Ghana that if the current trend, which he described as criminal, persists, many Ghanaians will lose their jobs, leading to massive unemployment. He talked to Kwaku Bruce.
The union's worry is about the deep decline in business, and which is caused by the pirating of designs owned by local manufacturers, and also copying of brand names and trademark by these pirating traders. And this situation has indeed affected the workforce. To the owners of the factories, have been saying that they have options either to relocate to a more favorable environment like India, China, and make a lot of profit there.
Now, the situation as it is, does it mean anything to the local industries?
The industry used to employ 25,000 workers around the 70. As I speak now, we have less than 3,000, from 25,000 to less than 3,000. It is really a big problem, even to the state, because if you have a lot of unemployed people around, you see the problems that they cause.
Mr. Koomsen, tell me, what in your estimation can be done to stem this practice? Is there a way out?
There is a way out. In fact, we started, you know, championing this cause of, you know, stemming the inflow from 1990. And unfortunately, the government have not been so concerned about the issues that I raised from 1990 up to now. It is now that seeing some positive signs, and the sign we are seeing is the constitution of a task force which is made up of manufacturers themselves are involved, the union too is involved, revenue agencies, you know, authority is involved, Ministry of Trade is involved, the police is involved, and we have all these institutions and stakeholders taking part. We undertake sweeps in the market to seize these pirated products and then dispose of them.
People are complaining about the practice of burning seized cloth. Do you endorse that? Is that the best way to solve this problem?
People are complaining, but the Ghana Standards Board have evidence to show that not all dyestuffs and chemicals are good to be used in producing this cloth. In Ghana, for instance, Standards Board send officers around to go and check the type of chemicals and dyestuffs that are used to produce. It is very, very difficult for any local manufacturer to attempt to use the banned dyestuffs and chemicals. According to the Ghana Standards Board, there are 28 banned chemicals and dyestuffs. And so here in Ghana, they make sure that no company uses them. But over there in China and India, Standards Board has no jurisdiction over there. And so there's no way they can monitor and ensure that they do not use these types of chemicals. When the goods are brought, they test them. They do test some. And they say the content of the chemicals are such that it is not advisable to be allowed to, you know, to go to the market. The WTO also has regulations which also empowers the authorities to make sure that goods that have been seized as a result of pirating should not be allowed to go in the market. That's what WTO rules also say.
You have identified the worst culprit. You are mentioning the Chinese, the Indians, whatever. Can there be a way of flushing them out?
It is very difficult to deal with the Chinese people, even though I'm told that government has made some representation to the Chinese today here. I don't think that that will solve the problem. You see, because you are an agent of an armed robber, it is very difficult to track armed robbers, and you are seen to be the agent who receives these stolen goods that they bring to you. If you are caught, you cannot be let out of the hook, because you can't say that, oh, I'm not the one who went to steal it, for me, I was just here and they brought it. If you go and look for the armed robbers, we cannot track them down. So it is you that we have to deal with. I think that, I'm not a lawyer, but I think that if you buy a stolen article, you are encouraging people to steal. The law can deal with you all right.
The Secretary General of the Textiles, Garment and Leather Employees Union, Ibrahim Koomsen, talking to Papu Bruce.